from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here's the 5 o'clock news, first the headlines. Indonesia promotes palm oil bioenergy in Russia. Indonesia and Morocco discuss implementing halal certification pact. And here is the complete details. Indonesia has strong potential to become a major player in palm oil-based bioenergy through innovation, downstream processing, and international cooperation with Russia and countries across the Eurasian region. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said, the minister had said in a statement that Indonesia's participation reflected the government's commitment to expanding market access for domestic industries through stronger global partnerships. Amid growing global demand for cleaner energy, he said Indonesia is offering its experience and industrial capacity in developing palm oil-based bioenergy as a mutual beneficial area of cooperation. The governments of Indonesia and Morocco have discussed practical measures to strengthen cooperation in halal product assurance following the signing of a mutual recognition agreement, or MRA, on halal certification in May 2026. Head of Indonesia's Halal Product Assurance Agency, Ahmad Haikal Hassan, followed up on the agreement during a meeting on Thursday with Morocco's Secretary of State to the Minister of Industry and Trade in charge of foreign trade, Omar Hijra, and Moroccan Ambassador to Indonesia, Redouane Husseini. In a statement on Saturday, Hassan said that the meeting was part of efforts to boost bilateral trade, expand market access for halal products, and support the development of the global halal ecosystem. He added that BPJPH has intensified coordination with the Moroccan embassy in Jakarta following a directive from Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono to accelerate the implementation of the MRA, enhance bilateral trade, and explore broader areas of cooperation. Next news is coming from New Carbon Credit Issuance Supports Sustainability. Indonesia will soon issue its first forestry carbon credits under a new national market framework, marking a milestone in its climate strategy while supporting sustainable development and community benefits, the forestry minister had said on Saturday. The framework allows major forestry projects to be registered and verified under updated carbon market rules using the internationally recognized VIRA standard. Sustainable Forest Management Director General Laksmi Wijayanti had said VIRA is preparing to issue credits for three Indonesian projects that have met regulatory requirements: the Sumatra Merang Peatland Project, the Katingan Peatland Restoration and Conservation Project, and the Mayas Project. The three projects are expected to generate emission reductions and removals totaling 31,659,185 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent during their respective verification periods. Let's move on to our next news, where IDX lists 7 IPOs former companies await debut. The Indonesian Stock Exchange, or IDX, has listed 7 companies through initial public offerings, or IPOs, by July 10th of 2026. IDX Director of Company Valuation, Saidu Salihin, said on Sunday that 4 other companies remain in the IPO pipeline for listing on the IDX. Regarding the sectors of the 4 companies in the IPO pipeline, Salihin explained that they comprise 2 healthcare companies, 1 consumer staples company, and 1 basic materials company. Adaptive regulations key to downstream pharma innovations. Indonesia's Food and Drug Supervisory Agency said adaptive biotechnology and pharmaceutical regulations are essential to speed innovation while ensuring public safety, as the global advanced therapy market is expected to more than double by 2031. BBOM head Taruna Ikar said on Saturday that the global market for advanced therapy medicinal products is projected to grow from $41.46 billion in 2026 to $86.76 billion in 2031. He said the trend underscores the need for closer integration of neuroscience, pharmaceutical innovation, and regulatory leadership to commercialize research and strengthen Indonesia's competitiveness. Next news is on Indonesia secures 13 industrial MOUs at Inoprom 2026. Indonesia's Ministry of Industry has secured 13 strategic memorandums of understanding at the Inoprom 2026 Industrial Trade Fair in Russia, aimed at reinforcing industrial downstreaming, unlocking investment, and expanding market access across Eurasia. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said that during the exhibition, the Indonesian delegation held bilateral meetings with representatives from the governments of Armenia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Azerbaijan, and Tajikistan, as well as the Russian regions of Chelyabinsk, Kirov, and Sverdlovsk. The discussions yielded various cooperation commitments spanning trade, downstreaming, industrial estate development, supply chain integration, technology transfer, and human resource development. These pledges were subsequently formalized through the 13 signed accords involving both state and private sector actors. Let's move on to the 71st Asian African Conference anniversary highlights the Palestinian issue. The 2026 Asian African Conference commemoration in Bandung City, West Java, marking the 71st anniversary of the historical event, held a special session highlighting the Palestinian issue. The event was attended by Indonesian Environment Minister Muhammad Jumhur Hidayat, as well as delegates from 26 nations, including a number of ambassadors, state officials, and college students. Iskandar Zulkarnain, Secretary of Bandung City Government, said that the presence of the international delegation not only strengthened friendly relations between countries, but also had a positive impact on the tourism sector and the economy of Bandung City. This year's event features a number of new activities such as talk shows, exhibitions, and special sessions addressing the issue of Palestine. Last but not least, we have news from Indonesia wins men's speed, gold, and silver at World Climbing Chamonix. Indonesia secured both the gold and silver medals in the men's speed event at the 2026 World Climbing Series held in Chamonix, France on Saturday night. Vedric Leonardo emerged as the champion after defeating compatriot Anta Shafi Robi Al Hilmi in an all Indonesian final. Leonardo, who won gold at the 2024 Paris Olympics, clocked 4.89 seconds to clinch the top spot. Meanwhile, Al Hilmi took home the silver medal after completing the wall in 5.11 seconds. Despite falling short of the title, Al Hilmi delivered an impressive performance from the qualification rounds to ensure Indonesia locked in the top two positions on the podium. And that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Now, today we are going to play you a song by Nafa Urbah. Nafa Urbah is more known as an actress, but she debuted as a singer. Her first album and single was titled Bagai Lilin Kecil or Like Small Candles, released in 1995. Nafa Urbah took the slow rock path, just like the legendary Nike Ardila, right after her passing. Bagai Lilin Kecil is a slow rock song too, created by Dedi Dores. The song is about a lonely woman seeking true love. So, here is Nafa Urbah with Bagai Lilin Kecil. Enjoy!
Go.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Tanpa The World Cup is coming! Know better everything about the World Cup. From big moments that make you go, wait, what? To facts you might have missed. Soccer Fiesta.
Soccer Fiesta.
Quick and fun World Cup trivia. Available every day on voinews.id, RRA Digital, and YouTube VOI Official. Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know that throughout the history of the World Cup, there have always been iconic celebrations? Here are three of them. First, David Beckham in 2002. He scored a penalty against Argentina and celebrated by kissing the England badge, a truly emotional moment of redemption. Then there is Robbie Keane in 2002. His celebration was simple but iconic. He pretended to be Robin Hood, starting with a cartwheel and then mimicking pulling a bow and arrow. Simple, but very memorable. Lastly, Bebeto in 1994. After scoring, he celebrated as if he were rocking a baby. It turned out he had just welcomed a child. So it wasn't just about football, but also personal happiness.
Soccer Fiesta!
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam pulangnya pagi, bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja usia. Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam pulangnya pagi, bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Bukannya jongkang, sering
Here is keyword of the day. One can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Bung Tomo is an Indonesian national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youths and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. That was quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know football has the power to bring people together? Yes, it really does. In Indonesia, watching football together has become a special way to build connection and togetherness. We call it Nobar, short for Nonton Bareng, which means watching a match together, not in a stadium, but through a live broadcast on TV. From cities to villages, people gather in all kinds of places, on house terraces, in small community spaces, just to enjoy the game side by side. It's not always on a television either. Sometimes, to get a bigger view, they use projectors and screen the match onto a large white surface. And because of time differences with the countries hosting the matches, these gatherings often happen late at night, even lasting until early morning. But that's part of what makes it so special. Watching together makes every moment more exciting, especially when a goal is scored and the whole place erupts in celebration. In the end, Nobar is more than just watching a game together. It's about coming together, sharing joy, and celebrating connection through football.
Soccer Fiesta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rasakan hangatnya suasana.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the average Indonesian produces around 0.7 kilograms of waste per day. Almost 10 million people live in Jakarta. That's a whole lot of waste. Bantar Gebang is 40 kilometers west of Jakarta. It's Indonesia's largest landfill. They process around 8,000 tons of rubbish every day. Around 18,000 families call it home. According to locals, some scavengers take 15 to 20 paracetamol at a time. Grueling days are spent picking through decaying food scraps and glistening coloured plastics. Most make less than $10 per day. On the 30th of January, 2019, Reza Bonard spoke to a room full of professionals, diplomats and journalists on the 42nd floor of Jakarta's World Trade Centre. The event was held by the Professional Women's Group from the British Chamber of Commerce, Indonesia. At the front of the room, standing about 5 foot tall, she spoke clearly and confidently in English, her second language. It was strong enough to be well understood, but flawed enough to hold strong Indonesian character.
Okay, my name is Reza. I grew up in Bantar Gebang. People call me Princess of the Dawn. I'm not a princess. I don't have bracelet. I don't have a crown. So I'm just Reza from Bantar Gebang. The best dam ever. This is how we call our program, our project in Bantar Gebang.
Reza is from West Sumatra. Her family moved to Bantar Gebang when she was just a little girl. They watched it transform from rice paddies to wasteland. Reza's 18-year-old sister, Ian, told me the hardest part about being from Bantar Gebang is the way that people treat you. Reza told me why her parents decided to move to the area.
My home, you can see the truck is queuing for hours just to load the rubbish. Before, 24 years ago, it was the beautiful rice field. So in front of my home and beside my home. The reason why my parents bought this land, because my parents wants me to experience to live nearby the rice field.
Reza Bonard was picked on in school. Her shoes smelt like cat poo. Despite hardship, she was able to receive a university education in Depok.
I was lucky. I got my foster parent from the UK, so I got scholarship to study in the university. Otherwise, I couldn't speak in front of you today because I don't know anything about English, how to say. Even my English is broken, but I'm very confident to speak in front of you.
Reza has since enjoyed a fruitful career in technology and she's an activist. She's passionate about women, children and education in Indonesia. That's why she founded BGBG, an activity centre crossed hostel. The name directly translates to Seeds of Bantar Gebang. She's giving back to her community.
If people are like, why you climb Bantar Gebang as the best dam ever? Because we say, if people call this place as nasty, disgusting, stinky, me, the one who grew up in Bantar Gebang, I said, this is the best place, the best dam. Because I can grow up here, I met my foster parent in Bantar Gebang because of my broken English. And then we have BGBG, the place to motivate the children to never scare, to dream high.
BGBG BGBG describes itself as a hostel and hub, or the kingdom of Bantu Gebang. Foreigners and Indonesians stay at the dump and volunteer. Carpenters build facilities and students teach English.
Then you are waste to Bantar Gebang, your rubbish to Bantar Gebang. So come to Bantar Gebang and clean it.
Reza says all of the children from BGBG are like her brothers and sisters, but she also has one biological sister.
I told the children many times, if you have problem at school, no matter public or private, I will come to talk to the principal. Because happened to my sister Iin before, she has no birth certificate. Elementary school, I went to the school, talked to principal. This girl lived with me. I'm the one who pay for her school. And then she has no birth certificate, but she needs education, and I want her in the best school. And then the principal said to me, yeah, but we need birth certificate. I said, like, with or without birth certificate, she needs education.
Now, Reza's sister Iin studies international relations at the Institute of Social and Political Science in Jakarta. Every weekend, she travels by train and motorbike rideshare to Bantar Gebang. She helps teach English classes during the weekend. I asked her how she feels about coming from Bantar Gebang.
I'm happy for like when I grow up and then I like we have like sister Reza who tell us about like it doesn't matter where we're from. Mm. If we do work hard and then we believe that we can make it, because like in BGBG they always tell it's not about money, it's about like you treat other people nicer.
If you're interested in volunteering and visiting the dump, or to contribute something to the BGBG project, you can find out more at bgbg.org. But if you do go and visit, please don't hold your nose, because to Iin and Reza, it's the best dump in the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
I am the bass, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Thank you.
come from the ground, fill up the space. I am the base. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the base. Low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for staying tuned at www.voinews.id. Now I'm going to take you to listen to Indonesian Wonder.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is featuring the beauty of Walanda Waterfall in Bandung, West Java. West Bandung has abundant natural tourism potential, and one of them is the Walanda Waterfall located in Gugunturan Citatah Village Cipatat Subdistrict, West Bandung Regency. This waterfall is one of the leading tourist attraction in Cipatat. Walanda Waterfall has its own uniqueness because the water flows from a tunnel that is approximately 162 meters long and 8 to 10 meters high in diameter. The height of the Walanda Waterfall is approximately 20 meters and flows into the Cirawa River, which continues to connect to the Cimeta River. The Walanda Waterfall Tunnel has existed since the Dutch colonial era, built around 1889 to supply water for steam trains at Cipatat Station. The name Walanda is thought to come from the word Belanda, which means Dutch in Bahasa Indonesia, which is related to the construction of the Bandung-Cianjur railway line in the past. In addition to having a waterfall that is hundreds of years old, the view of the green rice fields and the Cirawa River is also full of the history of ancient Bandung. Several facilities that have been built, such as the Rainbow Bridge, which is located right in front of the Walanda Waterfall, are also very suitable for photo spots. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the waterfall, you can also rest in the huts that have been provided. According to the manager of Curug Walanda or Walanda Waterfall, this tourist attraction will also build a spot for indigenous West Java or Sundanese art performances and traditional Sundanese musical instruments such as the Tarawangsa musical instrument and Beluk performance. Tarawangsa is a stringed instrument that only has 2 to 3 strings. Meanwhile, Sundanese art Beluk is a form of Sundanese vocal art that relies on vocal strength without musical accompaniment. Beluk artists are able to create beautiful and complex melodies using only their voices. The sounds produced are usually high-pitched and have distinctive curves. Curug Walanda, curug means waterfall, can easily be reached by car. From the center of Bandung to the location of Curug Walanda, it takes about 1.5 hours. And if you are from the city of Bandung, you can use the route towards Padalarang and then Citatah. After parking your vehicle, you will have to walk about 20 minutes to the village road that passes the Bandung-Cianjur railway that is no longer operational. From the railway, it only takes 10 minutes to arrive at the location of Curug Walanda. If using a motorbike, visitors can go directly to the parking lot next to the waterfall. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye now.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojek. Happy listening.
Benyamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari sampai luar negeri.
Si muke kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39 berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen bercande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakonin biar budaya Betawi didemenin. Nulis lagu jadi pemain film, terkenal gak belagu, tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat 2 piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, jambang dan si pitung, ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi babenya sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita, kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari sampai luar negeri.
Thank you for staying tuned through our audio streaming, and don't forget to follow our YouTube account at VOI Official or Instagram account at VOI _official. I am Kyra. Thank you for listening and see you next week.